my feet don't touch the ground.
Okay. All right, good morning, council. This is mock council session number 3. And we will be hearing momentarily from Rob Davis, the planning technician in the engineering department, to discuss the proposed Messick Development Street Lighting District. Before we get to Mr. Davis, if you would please state your name, school, and which part you're playing, starting here on my left.
I'm Michael Burnett from Cape and Lopin High School, and I'm the county attorney.
I'm Sharnay Harmon from Sussex Technical High School, and I am the district number 5.
My name is Anna Morris. I'm from Cape and Lopin High School, and I represent district number 2.
I'm Marley Fisher. I'm from Seifer High School, and I am the president from district 1.
And from Seifer.
From Seifer.
Who is, he's Mr. President, yes. Mr. Vincent is from Seifer. Go ahead.
I'm Riley Taylor. I'm from Lake Forest, and I'm district number 3.
Okay.
I'm Colin Larimore. I'm from Laurel High School, and I am representing district number 4.
I'm Emma Yvonne. I'm from Sussex Central, and I am the finance director.
I am Nialis Gonzalez from Sussex Technical High School, and I am the clerk of the council.
Okay, great. Thank you all for being here and welcome. All right, Mr. Davis.
Good morning, all.
Morning.
I am presenting a request for a proposed street lighting district. The residents of Messick Development have petitioned Sussex County to have street lights in their community. The Messick Development is located west of Georgetown along Coverdale Road. I visited the community and determined that the development meets the county's definition of a suburban community as found in Chapter 95 of our Sussex County Code. The Sussex County Suburban Community Ordinance specifies that an area must be unincorporated, that is, not located within a town or a city that would have jurisdiction over street lighting, that the area be comprised of 10 or more dwellings, that it have at least 500 linear feet of streets, roadway, and that it can be reasonably and economically served by street lighting. This is a slide of the development showing the lot layout, the streets and so forth located along Coverdale Road. The community currently has 70 homes and approximately 6,500 feet of roadway. We held a community meeting to discuss street lights and advised the residents that street lighting would cost owners of each home an estimated $50 per month. At the meeting, we learned that all residents in the community are on a fixed income and their resources are limited. We advised the residents that a referendum would be held on the question of establishing the street lighting district. A referendum was held on Saturday, March the 30th, 2019, between the hours of 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. at their community center. There were 64 votes cast by the residents in the community, and of the 64 votes, when they were counted, there were 33 yes votes, or 51% of the voters in favor of street lighting. There were 31 no votes, or 49% of the voters not in favor of street lighting. We would like your direction before proceeding because of the limited resources of the residents and the closeness of the vote. Questions or?
I have a question. Would the proposed improvement lower crime rates, increase safe transportation through the area?
It would not increase.
I'm sorry, I said I meant decrease crime rate. I apologize.
It would not. I'm not sure I'm understanding your question. I'm sorry.
Well, I assume for a street lighting improvement that it would like increase safety at night for just transportation and lowering possible crime in general. And that's why I would be in favor of it. So I was wondering if you've looked into this for a consideration.
It presumably would increase, you know, safety and transportation issues, particularly from the transportation point of view at intersections, because lights would typically be installed primarily at intersections, or if there were long distances between streets, in between, but mainly they would be installed at the intersections.
Thank you.
I have a question. Would the funds be coming from the county?
The residents of owners of improvements would be the ones paying for the lighting costs on an annual basis. The estimate is $50 per month per owner of an improvement.
Would the owners be paying directly?
I'm sorry?
Would the owners of the houses be paying that $50 directly?
They would be.
Okay.
When the street lights come on, there's a timer, or when they were supposed to come on, is that paid by like the electrical company, or would the people of the houses be paying for that, and like a fee for the timer?
The lights would come on approximately before sunset, slightly after sunset, and would stay on until just before dawn.
Question, is there any way that we can get donations to help lower the cost for these families? So it could be less than $50 perhaps? Or is donations or any kind of funding not available?
Would the county council be interested in making some kind of a contribution towards the street lighting in the district? Perhaps taking money from the general fund or...
I think we'd have to negotiate that. I don't think we can.
Can you speak up so we can?
I don't think we can negotiate, or I think we'd have to negotiate that. I don't think we can think off the top of our heads.
I have a proposed motion that we could act on today or take a different tack for some future time.
So what would your recommendation, what would your motion be, Mr. Davis, if you were to... if they were to entertain something, and then you can, from there, you can discuss whether you want to do something different.
The motion could read, be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves the establishment of the proposed Messick Development Street Lighting District. If anyone would like to make that motion.
Motion to approve this establishment.
I second.
All right, so you have a motion and a second.
Okay.
If you have questions or concerns, you can modify the motion, and I think that was where you were going with this, is you'd like to see something done conditionally on approving it, but with some sort of rider. So talk with your colleagues about your idea, what you'd like to see done, and see if there's support to amend the motion or to make a modification so that whatever is approved by council satisfies your concerns. So go ahead. No? Okay. All right. So, Madam President, you could ask now if there are no other questions or concerns, then it would be appropriate to call for the vote.
Are there any other questions or concerns? If not, call for the vote.
I just have one question. Can you repeat how the residents voted on this for the street lighting?
How they did?
How they voted on it?
Everyone.
Right. Well, the referendum results.
Yeah.
Is that what you're looking
yes.
for?
Yes. Yeah. That was it.
It was a small percentage in favor, 2%.
What would per se happen if a resident wasn't able to pay the $50 a month for the street lights?
The county. At some point in time, not immediately, but at some point in time, would likely place a lien on the property. And then if the property transferred to a new owner, the past due lighting bill would be paid as part of settlement.
Is it known if any person can't pay it yet? Is there any residents that is known that can't pay the $50? Or can they all pay it as of right now?
The community has many people that are on fixed income, have very limited resources. Presumably, some will have great difficulty paying. It's expensive for the light, for the proposed lighting, because of the layout of the community. It's a bit more expensive than other typical lighting districts that the county administers.
Are there, like, current HOA fees that the residents are paying that could be allotted for the lighting?
I'm sorry.
Are there HOA fees that the residents are already paying in that community that would be in addition to what they would have to pay for the street lighting district? Are you aware of any HOA fees?
There are homeowner association fees that are paid because they maintain their own roadway.
That's a good question. Any other questions? Okay, so you would now, with that information in hand, you would call for the vote, Madam President.
Call for the vote?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. No.
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 Yes.
So, council's vote is 3 in favor, 5 opposed. The motion does not carry. So, unless you want to come back with a different proposal, and I'm not sure here whether, really the question at hand is whether you want to accept the results of the survey or the vote with the residents and establish the district. And at this point, council has voted not to establish the district. So unless there's something else you want to offer up as an alternative, you would simply just pass on it. That's it. That would be the end of it.
Could they allot some of their HOA fees for the streetlights so that the cost could be lowered for the residents?
We could perhaps install fewer streetlights, which would lower the cost. We could explore that. We could go back, ask the community about a possible redesign.
So with that in mind, you as the body here could always direct the engineering staff to retool the proposal and come back with different options, give direction here. If you don't like what you've heard here today, you're concerned about the 2% margin, the $50 a month fee, people on fixed incomes, etc., you can make a motion right now to say, I want us to look at or pursue this option, and if you've got the support of your colleagues, then that's the direction that engineering would go in, presumably. And we'll pretend for a moment that they come back with that. So that's up to you.
I make a motion to install less streetlights so that all residents can afford the cost.
Second.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second, and for the sake of brevity, we'll just pretend that engineering's come back with a proposal to you for fewer streetlights, and let's pick a number. $25 a month?
$25 a month was the estimate.
Okay, let's go with $25 a month. That's the new figure you're working with. So you have a motion and a second to do a smaller proposal, which would cost $25 a month.
And
if there's no other discussion, then you would call for the vote.
Is there any other discussion? Call for a vote.
Okay. Starting down here.
No.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. That passes 7-1. Okay. And now Mr. Davis can tell you how did we handle this one?
It's in process.
Oh, it's in process.
It has not concluded yet. We will be going back to the community with estimated costs, see what the community has to say about that on a somewhat informal basis in a community meeting, and then we will establish a date and time for the referendum and see how it goes.
So stay tuned. Your decision here may be an indicator of how it really goes. You may have given your real life counterparts something to think about. So thank you very much.
Thank you all.
Okay. We will, this concludes mock session number 3. If you'll give me your tickets on the way down.